You're listening to the Pesky Report, a podcast dedicated to the Boston Red Sox by Red Sox fans. Report is happy to announce that we will be sponsored by High and Happy Catering out of Springfield, Massachusetts. High and Happy Catering creates gourmet meals for small or large events with a twist. All of their meals are cannabis infused. If you are looking to have a real happy meal, call them at 413-785-8999 or search for them on Instagram at High and Happy Catering. You'll be happy you did. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Pesky Report. This is episode number 82, brought to you by Belly Up Sports Network. My name is Brad Chandler, and today I am joined by my co-host. I feel like shit right now, guys.
You look good, though.
Yeah, I hope I do.
Brady, well, I can't believe you just lied. I mean, Brad looks like shit, too. He looks like shit, and he feels like shit. We don't need to lie on this podcast.
I mean, at least my camera's clear, where yours is all like fucking fuzzed out. What are you doing over there?
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? On my end, my fucking thing looks crystal clear.
Yeah, that's not true. Yeah, that does not check out. But I am joined by my co-host Hogdale and Brady. How are we doing this evening, gentlemen?
How about you, Brady?
Kind of sad. You know, last night brought up Julio Lugo, and really sad news today. So just kind of feeling bummed.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Haven't talked about Lugo in quite some time, and then all of a sudden, like, we bring him up, and bam, like the next day he passed away. You know, like, no disrespect to him or his family, but that was just, it was just weird. You know, not. That was random, in my opinion. And it was one day before his 46th, I believe.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Jesus.
Yeah, it's terrible, right?
Very weird coincidence. Yeah. That just happens to happen. I feel for him and his family, though. You know, terrible situation. Way too young.
Yeah, absolutely. They said that he passed away of a heart attack. Yeah, he was born on November 16th. He passed away on November 15th. That is just insane. He would have been 46 years old.
Just a bummer.
I mean, he for the Red Sox, you know, for his career, if we kind of throw it back here for a second, after 2004, you know, the Red Sox trade Nomar, bring in Orlando Cabrera, not signed to an extension. Red Sox bring in Edgar Renteria, who was a colossal failure in Boston. Jesus, I'm afraid to talk about shortstops now, former shortstops of the Red Sox, because I don't want anything to happen to Edgar Renteria, please. 2007, Theo signs a huge multi-year deal with Julio Lugo, who was great for the Tampa Bay Rays and was always a thorn in the side of the Red Sox. He joins and had an awful first year with Boston. That was the year 2007. They win the World Series. He only hits .237, hits 8 homers, did steal quite a bit of bags, and got a little bit better for the next year and a half. He was with the Red Sox kind of each year. Eventually was moved on. One of his most prolific moments was the Mother's Day miracle. Sox were down, God, I think it was like 10 runs. In the ninth inning, my parents were actually at that game, and the Red Sox just kept hitting it. And Julio Lugo did a feet first slide into first base to win the game. Very, yeah, it was a very interesting play. And he actually went for the World Series that year. He went 5-for-13 in the World Series in 2007. So Lugo didn't have a good regular season, but 5-for-13 in the World Series, we'll take that every day of the week. And so he was there. He was kind of part of the rotating door of shortstops for the Red Sox for a long time before, you know, Xander's coming and held it down. But thank you, Julio Lugo, World Series champion, Boston Red Sox, and really sorry for, you know, his family's loss and for just going way too soon at his age.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I'm trying to – here we go.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time behind him as Ortiz rifles it out towards deep left center field. Patterson back, that'll grab the wall. Crisp coming all the way around from first base. He will score on the double by David Ortiz.
And the Red 5-0 went out.
On the board. Inside, and he walks in a run. From third comes Big Poppy, and it's 5-2 now. Veritek lines it into right center field. From third comes Pena. J.D. Drew in behind him. Ball is bobbled out in right center. Two runs are in, and it's a one-run game now. A 3-2 pitch. Lugo chops it right side. Millar's going to need help over his Ray. The play, no!
Yeah.
Here comes another run. Red Sox win! Veritek in, Hitzke in. Boston comes all the way back. A six-run night.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah. My father called me up. He was going crazy. I can't believe my mother agreed to go to a Sox game on Mother's Day. My mom was a great wife. But what a comeback. 6 runs in the ninth, but a feet first slide.
Yeah, you don't see base. That.
No, that's really unconventional.
Yeah. That's super unconventional. That's the first time I've actually seen that.
Yeah, that was some comeback. And like I said, he improved 2008. It was better 2009, you know, better year for the Red Sox. So, you know, he was definitely not the first guy to sign a big free agent deal and then kind of struggle.
In 2009, he was designated for assignment, and then he was traded to the Cardinals. And then he was traded to the Orioles. And then he signed a minor league contract with the Braves. And he went from the Braves. And then he went to the Indians for a minor league and an invitation to spring training. And then he ended with the Peoria Explorers.
A lot of speed from him. Often hit for, you know, high average, tons of speed. And what was a guy that the Sox were hoping, you know, they could plug in for a long term. It was kind of a precursor to Carl Crawford in terms of, you know, a speed dynamic player from Tampa Bay Rays, bring him over to big money from Tampa to Boston.
He didn't come from Tampa. He came. He was traded to the Dodgers before he came to the Red Sox.
Yeah, yeah. Meaning that the Sox were all too familiar with him from right. his time in Tampa. And seeing him score and steal bases left and right, I think they finally said, fuck it. Instead of him ruining our games, let's let him ruin it for, you know, for somebody else.
Right.
So really, really sad news.
Yeah, that sucks. It really sucks to hear of a player who passed away. But, you know, our condolences go out to the family and friends of Julio Lugo. And, yeah. All right, well, no disrespect to Mr. Lugo, but we do have other news to talk about. It came out this morning that Eduardo Rodriguez had signed a 5-year deal with the Detroit Tigers for $77 million. And it took a little while before they actually mentioned this, but there's a player option after year two. So in 2023, he can opt out.
Okay.
So I think the AAV is 15.4.
Yeah, not terrible.
Yeah, it's not terrible, and like I would have been okay if Heim gave him 15.4 3 years which is what is I don't know about the money, but I'm pretty sure that 3 years is what Heim offered. But I mean, you got to figure, you know, Eduardo Rodriguez, he knows he wasn't going to get anything more than 5 years. You can't imagine he was going to get more than 5 years anywhere else.
I'm kind of surprised hearing that detail after a year or two, he can opt out. Is, you know, he was offered the qualifying offer, which means the Detroit Tigers are giving compensation to the Boston Red Sox. And if he opts out after 2 years, which who has, you know, who knows, but if he does, man, that kind of really sucks to, you know, off of only 2 years to lose, you know, I think I've heard it was like the 41st or 50 something pick. That's kind of decent compensation for losing a number three starting pitcher.
Well, and you also got to remember, like, we gave up Andrew Miller. We gave up 20 innings of Andrew Miller for 6 seasons of Eduardo Rodriguez. So I think the Red Sox won that deal.
A little bit.
That checks out.
Yeah, it sure does.
What are your thoughts, Hogdale, when you heard that Erod signed with the – it was – well, this morning it was – he was going to sign with the Detroit Tigers for the 77. And it was between $75 and $80 million, from what I understand. I think you actually woke up when the deal was done.
Yeah, I think so, actually. But, like, I don't know. I thought, like, yeah, good for Erod, obviously. You know, he got a long-term deal. I imagine the Red Sox only wanted to offer him, like, a year or two, like, at a higher AAV.
They offered 3, from
my understanding. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I just don't think Erod's good enough to give him 5 years. Good for you, dude. Have fun in Detroit. If he is as good as the nerds hype him up to be, he'll opt out after 2 years and get even more money. So, you know, it's just a good deal for him. And good for him, but the Red Sox can use that money to go sign a guy like Carlos Rodon or go up to, like, Descalfani, you know, or Gausman, or just – it's a robust pitching market. Like, there's plenty of options to replace him.
So they got that draft pick, so they can actually take that draft pick and use it on, like, say, a Verlander if they wanted to.
Exactly. Like, it's like I said yesterday, it's like, okay, like, yeah, sign Erod. We'll go, you know, pay someone better. I dare you. I mean, it makes the Red Sox get creative, and to me, but Heim's I trust him to make the right decision in order to replace Erod and maybe even get a dude who's better.
He's going to go get 2 Garrett Richards now. Brady, go ahead. What were your thoughts?
Yes. Yeah, no, I just looked at it and just, you know, kind of thought to myself, Eduardo Rodriguez, no disrespect, you know, was a solid soldier for the Boston Red Sox, but he always needed pushing. Seen from Cora, like, you know, like, we don't have to go back too far in 2018. Remember, he wasn't even part of the playoff rotation. He was only put into service in, I believe, Game 4 because Evaldi went so much the night before and there was no one else to go to. And if you remember the image of him slamming his glove down on the mound after serving up a huge homer, which I'm not holding that against him, but I'm just saying. 2019, he had an amazing year, 19 wins. That's an outlier, not the norm. 2020, sick, you know, COVID, no, nothing against him on that one. In 2021, you know, he had his ups and downs, and that's kind of what I've known from Eduardo Rodriguez, a guy that has a lot of talent, doesn't really seem to harness it on a consistent basis. And honestly, for that kind of commitment, the Red Sox, I would be surprised if they did sign a player with a qualifying offer. Heim just got a free, nice, juicy draft pick. There's lots of players out there that are attractive ball players, like a Kyle Schwarber, who do not have a qualifying offer attached to him, or Rodon. You know, there's lots of players out there who fit the needs for the Red Sox, fit the interest for the Red Sox, and I think Heim's going to turn something into something even more. So I'm excited.
The issue with Schwarber, though, is that now with Eduardo gone, the need for pitching is a lot more dire.
Right. I mean, I think we're going to see, I'd be surprised if Heim didn't solve pitching problems via trade. I think Bobby Dalbec and Kyle Schwarber, really their defense, one could argue, is pretty interchangeable. And I think that this avenue has opened up for, you know, I dream about Chris Bassett in a Red Sox uniform or Frankie Montas, you know, coming back home to Boston, and Bobby Dalbec not being the only piece in a trade, but being a big part in what brings a starting pitcher back. I think Heim's going to get creative. And I think with him supplementing and getting a draft pick back as compensation, the Red Sox are not used to getting these extra picks. They're used to like losing them. And I think this is really interesting to see what he's going to do, how he's going to spend his money. He's got, they do have money to spend. They have 18.4 million more than they thought they were going to have, you know, not even 24 hours ago. I trust Heim will do a great job looking at who's available, and there are more players who are available do not have a qualifying offer attached. That is super attractive.
Yeah, that is. My first thought was I was shocked. I didn't think that Eddie was going to leave because I knew that he had that connection with Cora. He also had that connection with Vasquez, Bogarts. You know, I thought that it was going to be more of a – he was going to stay. I didn't think he was going to take the qualifying offer. I got that. But I thought that he would have stayed because of who was here. And so I was a little shocked. But he does have ties with Miggy, who is out in Detroit. And I think that A.J. Hinch will actually end up doing some good for Erod. He goes from Alex Cora, who, you know, very good with his players, to A.J. Hinch, who was also good with his players.
He also gets a ballpark that is very pitcher friendly. So
that's also true. So, I mean, his ERA is going to go down tremendously. I mean, he's going to go from a four, a whatever, down to around where his FIP was this year. So,
yeah, I don't know the Tigers infield real well, but I'm going to make the assumption that it's probably a better defensive infield than what the Boston Red Sox had last year.
I'm so, pretty sure the Red Sox were like dead, like second to last year or somewhere very close down there. In the bottom five.
Right. You take a look though at a guy like Steven Matz, no qualifying offer attached, pitching the AL East last year, had a higher WAR than Eduardo Rodriguez. Not saying he's a better pitcher, but there's lots of ways to supplement for the Red Sox. Eduardo, I don't think he's going to fail in Detroit. I think he'll do well, but I don't think he's going to be more than a number three starting pitcher. Maybe become a little more dependable as he gets a little older. But good luck to him. 5 years. I would have been upset if the Red Sox signed that contract. That's true.
I would be upset if it was less money, like say like 50-something, but you ain't going to get someone for that much. I mean, he got 15-4. I believe it's 15-4 per year is his AAV. So I didn't do the math, but
that checks out.
It checks out, does it? Yeah. Let me make sure it checks out.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I agree. The 5 years is
It's 15-4 per year.
It's 1 year at least for me. 1 year too many. And it's a little higher, per than I would want to go. You know, it's just a little too much. And with that qualifying offer attached to it as well, sorry, but that shit does matter. You know, baseball is getting a younger player's game, not older.
In all honesty, man, he ain't old. He's 28. So he's not even going to be 29 until, like, the end of next season, I think.
Right. But with so many, as Hogdale said before, you got a lot of pitchers out there, a lot of attractive, good pitchers. Not everyone has to be an ace. We're not replacing an ace. We're replacing a number three.
Oh, he's going to be 29 in April. So, I mean, yeah, he's old news. He's washed up.
So, yeah, we'll be like, 34 by the end of the deal. So, like,
yeah.
It's not awful, but, like, at the same time, like, for a number three, like, you could find a better option.
15-4 for a number three. I mean, Jesus, dude, we paid $10 million for Garrett Richards.
Sure did. That was crazy. So,
didn't like
I
that.
Mean, I'm okay. I would be okay with paying Eduardo like $5 million more than Garrett Richards. All right, guys. We talk about baseballs. We also talk about balls here. We are sponsored by Manscaped. And with that being said, batting leadoff for the Boston Red Sox is the Lawnmower 4.0 from our friends at Manscaped. This fourth-generation trimmer is going to help you dodge hairy balls this winter like the Orioles dodged the wind column this season, past season, the next season, the season after. Today's sponsor, Manscaped, are the global leaders in male grooming, trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Raise your hand if you're one of them. Swing for the fences and use the right tools for the job with Manscaped for all your hairiest grooming needs. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code PESKYREPORT. That's PESKYREPORT at manscaped.com. You'll be glad you did. Your balls will also thank you. They have... So, gentlemen, which products do you have?
I got the lawnmower. I got the boxers. And I think they... Yeah, they sent me the nose trimmer as well. And they're all great products. All great products. And I can't say enough about Manscaped's quality. Everything they make is excellent.
I got the 4-0, but they are on my Christmas list. The ball toner's got me intrigued. You know the deodorant?
If you get the ball toner, you have to get the ball deodorant.
No, I want both. That's on my Christmas list, right?
And I'll also throw this in there. You should probably get the wash, the body wash.
That you've got me. You're in my head, okay? Because
I'm telling you right now, dude. Like I've used like some other like spice type stuff on my body, and it's like very perfumey and whatnot. And I'll tell you what, man, like I've said it once. I've said it before. I'll say it a million times again. Every bit of everything that they have, cologne, the body wash, the ball deodorant, the ball toner, everything that they have smells really good. And it doesn't fuck with my nose or my sinuses I'll use the cologne and I'll put that on and it'll smell good. And I won't be like, oh my God, I can't breathe, you know, because my sinuses are all fucked up. So definitely check that stuff out. I would recommend for any male out there, if you want to have your lady like smell you on like with some really good body wash, get their body wash. Like you could use it on your balls. I mean, I'm pretty sure your lady friend will thank you for that. So
can't wait. Listen, it's on the list. You know, anyone out there, listen, you know, want to know what to get me for Christmas? That toner and deodorant's got it's in my head. I want it. I need it.
It's in your head, and it will be on your head too, right?
It sure will be, my friend.
That checks out.
Yep.
All right. I wanted to talk a little bit about Bob Nightingale and how much of a fucking loser this guy is. All right. So we all know that Eduardo Rodriguez got traded, right? He signed with the Tigers. Yeah. I'm
all right, the Tigers traded him already.
I'm having a fucking Bob Nightingale moment here. All right. No, we know that he signed with the Tigers and whatnot. So Bob Nightingale made a fucking post earlier, and we know that Bob is really bad at tweeting. He's fucking terrible at tweeting. I think I have like 30 fucking notifications. I have over 65 notifications for something where Bob Nightingale fucking posted something. Earlier today, so after Erod signed with the Tigers, he's put down that Eduardo Perez has signed with the Tigers for 5 years, so $77 million. And everybody's like, Eduardo Perez, huh? And then Eduardo Perez fucking makes a post about it. He's like, I'll take it.
they put like the money emojis and like the
And somebody else was like, man, I love Eduardo, but that's a massive overpay.
I think Eduardo Perez himself would say that's a massive overpay.
Yeah, he's like, I'll take it.
Can he get like an assistant or like an intern? Oh my God.
All right. So hold on a second. Here's one that he made a post about that I fucking commented on. He goes, Jonathan India of the hashtag Reds hashtag Reds Randy Arozarena are the favorites for the NL and AL Rookie of the Year awards that will be announced starting at 6 Eastern Standard Time on MLB Network. And my response was, bro, do you read before you tweet?
Dude, Bob, when it comes to like missing like all of on all of your tweets, Bob Nightingale shoots like 100% from the field. Like he never misses. He's Steph Curry when it comes out to sending shit tweets. Like
it's not even shit tweets. It's just like it's like the Reds and the Rays. I mean, they have four letters. They start with an R. They end with an S. I get it, but there's an A and a Y in there too, you asshole.
So. No lack of proofreading led. If you read it on face value, the Reds are the first team in the history of baseball to have not one, but two Rookie of the Years from two separate leagues on the same team. That's impressive.
That is very impressive.
It does not check out though.
And no, it doesn't.
No, it's not.
Didn't Randy Arozarena come from the Cardinals? Like I could understand if you put the Cardinals by accident. Like, I mean. I guess I can understand. Yeah, like, come on. Like, delete it, you ass clown. Like, you like, know people are here to shit on you and your shitty fucking tweets, and you fucking do this on a daily basis, and you did it twice today. One of them was terrible.
He's a must-follow now at this point.
Oh, absolutely. Honestly, yeah. Definitely. Bob Nightingale is absolutely a must-follow. Other news today. Luis Rojas is no longer a part of the New York Mets, but he is a part of a New York team. He has been, I guess you would say, promoted. He's been promoted as the New York Yankees third base coach. So he was the manager the last 2 years of the New York Mets. And we all know how much of a shit show that fucking team is. And then now he works for the New York Yankees. He took over Phil Nevin's job. Hopefully when he's playing the Red Sox, he realizes that he has to send Aaron Judge every time.
Go. I agree.
Yeah, and then you have to run with them.
Yeah.
I would love to see like a third base coach like fucking slide in too. Be like, yeah!
That would be fucking amazing. It really would be. Just like along the side, just to like, I'm with you, bro. Like, this is how you do it. Just fucking bust your shit down the line. And, you know, but Brad, you brought up a good point, though. This is like a promotion for him. You know, like, I know you think you go from manager to third base coach that like, oh, it's a step down. Maybe not so in this case. No,
definitely not.
Like, this could
be. You had a manager. You had your boss was sending dick pics. Right, they were sending dick pics, and then your next fucking boss decided that he was going to get a Dewey. That checks out. That's real cool. And your owner is a fucking fraud. He's that whole GameStop thing, dude. Holy shit! Fuck Cohen. Like, I thought that Cohen was going to be the savior that the Mets needed, and he's just another fucking. Person who's gonna, you know, the Mets are gonna met.
Yeah, I mean he's the ringleader of the circus that is the Mets. They could just never have like a drama-free season. Like everything just has to be fucking a circus car with them. It's never simple.
No, and I saw that now supposedly the front runner for the GM position is Billy Epler. Who, if you know Billy Epler, he was supposed to be like the golden child of Brian Cashman, goes to the Angels, and we all know how well that's worked out.
Yeah, that checks out real well.
Yep. And the other guy who was supposed to be the, in the finalist for the Mets, is a fucking lawyer. He hasn't been in baseball for over 2 years. He used to be an assistant to the GM of the fucking Pirates. But he's a lawyer. He works in a law firm. He's not involved in baseball. And that's the Mets. So I think I speak for all of us when we're at the top of the list, right, for the Mets job. We have
I'm telling you right now, dude, that Steve Cohen could call me up and give me $300,000, and I would coach that team. It's just flights, room and board, food. You got to pay for it all. But I'll take $300,000. I'll do it right away.
I would love to see you jog out to the mound. You know what I mean? And just like you're in your
phone. I would do I would do a fucking Tony La Russa, fucking just walk my ass up there. I would tell the pitching coach, you make the fucking change. You go take Jacob DeGrom out.
I thought you were going to say you were going to pull a Tony La Russa and then pull up to the stadium by crashing into the stadium because you were drunk driving. And then when security starts telling you off, you ask him who you are.
Have you ever – this is a redundant question to you, Hogdale, so like you don't have to answer it. I know you haven't been to New York. Brady, have you seen Citi Field?
I've been a few times, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful park.
Yeah, it really is. Very nice.
Really is. The first time I ever went, I parked right next to Old Shea Stadium's pitching mound.
Nice.
That checks out. Yeah. And I had no idea. But I didn't know what it was. I just knew it was a pitching mound. And then, like, right next to it said, oh, this is where the pitching mound was, and Old Shea Stadium. I was like, cool. That's pretty fucking close to Citi Field, though.
It sure is. They fucked up, though, right when they opened. You should know. The Mets are going to Met. As soon as they open up Citi Field, the color scheme of the New York Mets is blue and orange. The color scheme of Citi Field, blue and green. That's great. But that's not the color of your team, right? So they try to do it like an Ebbets Field kind of throwback thing, which is great. But the fucking problem is you didn't honor your team's heritage, right? Like, from the inception, all they do is make mistakes. Sandy Alderson, honest, God bless him, because if I was Sandy Alderson, I'd be like, fuck this. Like,
I don't know, man. I think a lot of it's on him.
Well, I mean, it's not Sandy's fault that, you know, Mickey Callaway is sending dick pics. Sorry.
No, it wasn't Mickey Callaway.
Mickey Callaway took dick pics. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He was called Dick Pic Mick. Trust me,
it wasn't him. He was with the Angels during that situation. But yeah, I'm not saying he didn't ever send dick pic, but he wasn't the one.
He started. Yes, he was. He started as pitching coach for the Angels this year and was let go after a month because of his dick pic.
Jared Porter was the dick pic guy.
They're both dick pic guys. It's
But Jared Porter was fucking fired this year because of the dick pics.
Mickey was suspended after a month because of his previous dick picness. They love dick pics there.
It's true. If you look up dick pic Mick, it's a real thing.
Yeah, I know. But if you look up Mets dick picture guy, it comes up Jared Porter.
Oh, they got a bunch. Like, it's collect all four, right? I mean, like, they got to get
more. You got to imagine. Imagine this, dude. Fucking, didn't Mickey Callaway, wasn't he the pitching coach for the Indians?
Yes, and I met his parents.
Okay, so he was the pitching coach for the Indians when Trevor Bauer was on the Indians, right? Got to imagine that Trevor Bauer did not go to the Angels because Dick Pic Mick was on the Angels. So he went to the LA Dodgers and then became a fucking known fucking a woman beater.
Yeah. A known deviant.
Yeah, fuck him, dude.
Well, you wonder what kind of wisdom Mickey Callaway imparted on Trevor Bauer, right? You know, like, I'm not putting on Mickey Callaway, but I'm not putting on Mickey Callaway.
It's probably like Jared Porter too, you know,
who just by the way came for the Red Sox. I just figured like we should put that. But I
so didn't Zach, whatever his name was.
Yep. I met Mickey Callaway's parents at a Dunkin' Donuts outside of Fenway Park a few years ago, and if I would have known then what I know now, I probably would have just kept walking. Nice people. Their son got a little bit of a problem.
New York Mets GM Jared Porter fired after sending penis pictures.
Yep. Checks out.
I just found it a weird stat. Did you know there's only one baseball team that has finished the last six seasons under 500?
Who's that?
Give your best guess first.
The Orioles.
No, it's the Angels of Anaheim.
Really?
Did the Diamondbacks or the Pirates weren't even in that?
I know the D-backs have had at least one or two good years in the last like six, and I'm pretty sure like it would have been like the tail end of the Pirates run, like within the last six of like when they were relevant.
Do you know who the only team is that has not made it to the World Series?
Mariners, right?
The Mariners, I believe. Yeah,
that checks out.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
that checks out. Oh my god.
Indubitably. The Mets really, their next hire, you've got to go through all kinds of vetting to make sure, be like, have you taken any dick pics to anyone?
Like, here's a question for you guys, and be dead honest with me. Have you ever sent a dick pic?
Fuck no. Wait, why would I do that?
Brady has. Brady has.
I should have known Brady was a degenerate on this show. Oh my god.
At least they were to your wife, though, right?
That if it's a true statement, what you're saying, which I'm not saying it is, but if it was, then that would also be true.
Oh my god!
I never sent a dick pic.
It did not go over well, though. I will say that if it happened, if it did,
I never saw the appeal.
Apparently, neither did my wife. Allegedly. Yep.
You sent an unsolicited dick pic to your wife, and she was not thrilled with
it. This reminds me. Maybe. If you guys have ever seen it, of like
there that. Is no maybe this happened.
This reminds me of that documentary. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's like a clip of it of like an Australian bodybuilder. And like the reporter asks him like pretty much like, have you taken steroids? And the dude just like fumbles around his words for 2 minutes, like saying that if I were to do steroids, I would hypothetically.
I'm like Rafael Palmeiro. I'm not here to talk about, you know, or the McGuire. I'm not here to talk about the past. I'm here to talk about the present. Moving forward, you know, in Congress here.
You sent dick pics.
I have sent a lot of pictures in my life, Brad. I can't remember all the pictures. Can you?
The woke mob.
I can remember if I've sent a dick pic.
And I don't recall. I do not recall.
Clearly. Listen, guys. Imagine sending a dick E-Rod. Pic. You can send a taint pic. Come on.
We already talked about you, E-Rod.
Anyway,
I'm talking about Dick Pick Mick over here, and then I asked if you've sent a dick pic to anybody, and then you fumbled over your fucking words, and then we're like, maybe I have, and if I did, it was to my
Brad. I'm not. I get nervous with talking about things like that, so I'm sorry if I was misleading. I get nervous. You know.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, my friends in Canada, Nick Pavetta. I love you.
I'm sorry.
Anyway. Sure am.
Lots of pictures.
Okay, well, we're gonna call you Dick Pick Brady from now on.
I wish there was something that rhymed. I'm trying to think of something. Honestly,
I got a few ideas, but we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna table it for next time. We're gonna leave it. Have my check out.
I put pick as in like a guitar pick, though, so I got to change that.
No, I like that. That actually makes it – that's cute.
Here we go.
Okay.
There we go. Dick pick Brady. I'll look up like a shitty phallus photographer Ryan Brady.
Ryan Brady of Secaucus, New Jersey. Let's we'll do that one. Yep. Whoever that
and his address is –
That sick bastard. I heard E-Rod sent a dick pic one time.
Oh my god, stop trying to shame him. Just because he left and he's on the Detroit Tigers now and you're upset, don't try to shame him for dick pics.
No.
Anyway.
Eduardo Rodriguez is the Matt Barnes of starting pitchers for the Red Sox for me.
No, he is not. He's not bad.
I'm not an E-Rod fan. Never really was. So the truth is, I never found him to be an elite starting pitcher.
Anyway, do we have any other pertinent shit to talk about?
Jesus fucking Christ, there, Brady.
I'm surprised that a free agent signed a multi-year deal of such value so early.
Yes.
Thank you, Ogdell.
Yeah.
That checks out.
No, that does not check out.
No. That's what you think.
Yeah.
Oh my God! It's Chipper Jones is getting ready to fucking fight Scott Boras.
Why?
He's saying, "Dude, stay in your lane." Braves acquired a big part of the World Series team. Oh, it's because of the fact that they acquired their biggest pieces at the trade deadline. And he's just like, Yeah, this is on Fox too, Fox Sports. It's MLB legend Chipper Jones fires back at Scott Boras over Braves remarks. Dude, stay in your lane.
Can I tell you my favorite Chipper Jones story?
Yeah, sure.
In Atlanta a few years ago, they had a massive ice storm, and Freddie Freeman tweets, "I'm stuck on the highway. This sucks." Blah blah blah. Who goes and rescues him? Jumps in his quad. Chipper Jones picks him up off the highway, brings him back to his house, and he's all covered in snow and ice. And it's like, Chipper, my fucking hero. Chipper Jones is like a pretty cool dude.
Speaking of Freddie Freeman, his people went and talked to New York. He went up to New York.
Don't like it.
I don't either.
You're not a fan. I'd rather not.
That does not check out for me.
Nope. Don't do it, Freddie. Everyone here loves you. Let's not.
It would be funny, though. So Yankees to, like, use up most of their money to sign Freddie Freeman when they still need to lock Judge up long term.
That is, like, the only good thing is that, you know, if they spend big on Carlos Correa or Freddie Freeman, then they don't have for Aaron Judge. So sad.
The Braves just signed Manny Pena to a 2-year contract for $8 million.
Mad lad.
Pena will make $3.5 million in the first year of his deal and $4.5 million in 2023. The contract also includes a $4 million club option for 2024 with no buyout.
Wow.
Kind of getting tired of the buyouts. Like, it was cool at first, but now I'm kind of over the buyouts.
I'm over it.
Yeah. Checks out.
Yeah. All right,
guys. You got anything else we want to add?
No, I think we're good. It's a nice little productive episode.
I just found out there was 4 tornadoes in my state on Saturday.
I
wonder why you didn't pick up on it, Brad. I wonder what Saturday, why you were so preoccupied that you didn't possibly pick up on the fact that you had a quadruplet. I don't know what the fuck the word would be, but you had 4 tornadoes in your state. The wind is fucking howling left and right from north, south, east, and west. And you're like, what's up?
Yeah, I was high as fuck.
that checked out. Yep. Yep.
No, it was all in the southern part of the state. So I'm in the northern part. So, yeah.
No. You could have been anywhere. You don't know where the fuck you were. I mean, let's not lie.
I was up high.
Yeah. And happy.
I was high and happy.
Yep. Yeah. No, it was nice. It was a nice little ditty.
Here's a little ditty about Jack and Diane.
That's great. It's just great.
Anyway. All right, guys. Thanks for the jumping on the show real quick and talking a little ball. Hogdio, I got to talk to you a little bit after this. You can stay too if you want, Brady.
Thank you for listening to the Pesky Report. Make sure to follow us on social media at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Pesky Report. No matter what platform you're listening to us on, please make sure to leave us a review and a comment and let us know how we're doing. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.